Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, Ed.
7:06. Oh, boy.
We're in trouble. We are definitely in trouble today for multiple reasons.
Number one question I need, if you've got eyes on the streets right now,
and Jeff's going to be calling in at 7:15 here to keep us informed, but I need all eyes on the streets right now. Where is Bill the Buffer? No, it's okay. He called. It wasn't his alarm. It's not his alarm. That's not what the issue is. My name's not Jeff. Oh, boy. WSICnews.com, all the social platforms. You could guess how today is going to go. There we go. Bill is on his way. Don't worry. I know. If you call into the show, you're used to talking with Bill. He will be here today. He's on his way. I look forward to the story. The thing when Bill's late that you need to understand, too, he doesn't listen to the show when he's late when he drives up from Charlotte. He does it because he knows I will publicly shame him during his drive. And this morning when I woke up, didn't have it on my bingo card that Bill was going to be here. That's not how I woke up with my day. I woke up kind of songy. You ever have those days where you wake up and you just kind of start singing? Well, today for me, I've said it before. I apologize to if you're just a fan. Country music just has never done it for me. There's certain artists I like, okay? I like Zac Brown Band. Is that country? Mostly, right? I think we can agree on mostly that's country. Will I not listen to it? I won't choose it myself. If Demi turns it on, I'll sit around gym. But anyway, this morning I woke up and I had like a little bit of song to me. And country roads take me home to the place I belong. That was running through my head this morning for 24 and a half minutes. Just that one line on repeat. And that's how my day started. I hope you're having a good day this morning so far. Maybe you're just getting up like Bill the Buffer, making your way toward whatever it is. Here, this is how you started though. Deep tracks only. The other person who's not here to save me and pull me out of this hole is Mamie. Mamie's still in New York. I think she might be back. I don't know. She's coming back. She'll be back tomorrow. She'll be back tonight, something like that. But she will be here tomorrow. We do have a guest today, Jessica DeHart. DeHart? DeHart. She's with Mooresville Arts, and we've got some things to talk about. She's going to be here at 7:30, and I look forward to discussing the things going on in Mooresville. Today is Tuesday, so iHeart Mooresville's, the show actually takes place today. So double Mooresville day. We got a Mooresville guest. Mooresville has their show today at 11 o'clock. One of the many great shows in the lineup. Wegmans coming to Charlotte. Can I be honest with you? Never been. Never heard of it. Everyone's jumping for joy right now. Wegmans is coming. 2026. We'll be able to go grocery shopping. Okay. Cool. What's the Wegmans experience? Have you had the Wegmans experience? I haven't. Is it a West Coast thing? Don't know. Didn't have a lot of time to do a bunch of investigative journalism on it. However, people are excited. You might be excited. I would prefer Trader Joe's. There is one in Charlotte. I wanted one here in Corntown. I still want one here in Corntown. I want one in the Lake Norman area somewhere. Hey, Statesville, you guys can get Trader Joe's too. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like you can't have a Trader Joe's. We all can. But we're getting more of, you know, other brands. Does Kroger own Harris Teeter? Is that still a thing? I mean, I guess company-wise, do they still own it? So I feel like sometimes around, and this isn't a bash on if you work at Harris Teeter. It's not. I feel like Harris Teeter's starting to go downhill. I'm not, look, a box food is box food regardless of where you buy it. Okay. So like the pasteurized, preservized style food, it doesn't matter to me where I buy it from because it's a box. Same label. And heck, it doesn't even have to be the big brands. It doesn't bother me. I'm not against the great value. Shout out to Walmart. I'm not against great value. Again, mac and cheese is mac and cheese to me. I will make the debate, and this actually might be a hot take. This might fuel fire this morning, and I apologize for choosing violence. Kraft Velveeta, you know, that war has been going on for decades. I tend to want to sneak in a box of Velveeta in the cart. It's not, look, Kraft tastes fine, but the fact that I have to, okay, now I got to get the milk out. I got to get the butter out. I got to get these measuring cups. I got to measure. Velveeta, dump this gelatinous cheese right in that basket. Take care of you. We got it covered. We pre-measured this at the factory 6 months ago. Don't worry about it. We'll just go ahead and mix it in with you. Yeah? That metallic taste? Don't worry about it. The cheese actually is pretty good in the Velveeta. You know, they used to do the, back as a kid, we'd do the 7-12, probably like 7-11 when I started talking about food. As a kid, we'd have like the block of Velveeta, you know, and then you'd cut it up. You can do different things. It'd go on your cheese platter if you needed to put it in some mac and cheese, whatever you got to do with it. So as the Kraft Velveeta war continues, I want to let you know I'm not choosing a side yet. I'm not. Do I think about one side in particular more every time when we go to the grocery, which is our typical Saturday and or Sunday routine? When a box of Kraft or off-brand similar shell noodles gets put into the cart, I question. I say, you know what? Why don't we try the gelatinous cheese this week? Never do I win. Never. Merlefest is coming up. You have your chance to, there's a cue to call. So speaking of country music, this is also where I was thinking about this morning in the shower, letting you in on the inside. Besides country roads, take me home. So you got to throw a little remix on it. The cue to call for winning Merlefest tickets today is not that song, another country song, Wagon Wheel. Should I sing that one for you too? That one, funny enough, I believe was written by Old Crow Medicine Show, who is headlining Merlefest. And so that's why it's your cue to call. And when you hear it at some point today during the show, Bill is going to play this little jingle bit that if he were here, he would play on this computer that's sitting right next to me. You can see the computer sitting right next to me if you're watching the video live stream on all the socials, WSICnews.com and the WSIC app. And he's going to fire this song, and it's going to go something like, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. It's going to go something like that, in that range. And when you hear that, you can be caller three, and you can win some tickets to Merlefest. If this phone rings right now, you guys know how this works. You know how it works when Bill's out. If the phone rings, I just put you right through. No qualms about it. I'm just going straight to on air. So if that happens, that happens. I actually probably should put the phone on mute just so that way you guys don't have to endure that. A lot of transportation conversation happening. Red Line, I believe there's a public meeting going on with the Red Line in Huntersville tomorrow. So tomorrow there will be a public discussion about the Red Line transportation. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN.
7:18. Happy Tuesday to you. And I would normally fire a button right now where I play this little doo doo boo 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 traffic, but I don't have the button in front of me because Bill the Buffer's on his way up. But we've got Jeff from iCats on the phone right now. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Irondale down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin. There's no accidents to report right now, although traffic 77 north and southbound Statesville, Charlotte, traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. You have some slowdowns in the Huntersville area, some stop-and-go traffic there. Secondary roads in Statesville and Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning, so hopefully a good start to the day.
Pretty good start there. We don't like any accidents in the morning, Jeff. Do you think it's because everyone's excited about Wegmans?
Hey, Wegmans is a good shopping experience. So when they come to Charlotte, you definitely need to go down and try it out. They've got a awesome buffalo chicken burger that we like from there. But they do pizzas. They have a great bakery. They do like pre-meals and stuff that you can heat up. So, but it's really a neat shopping experience.
Do you think the message was a little premature, Jeff? It says 2026. Are we a little early for 2026 right now?
They do have several in Raleigh, and I've got one in Chapel Hill. And so when I go that way, I stop in to get a few things that we like.
Oh, so you're pro Wegman. You want Wegmans here, Jeff. You're pro Wegmans.
Oh yeah. It's a good store.
Okay. All right. Jeff with iCats there giving you the hot take on Wegmans, says it's going to be all the rage and it will bring more people here for more traffic. So there you go. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you, sir. Ride iCats.com. We'll talk to you at 8:15. It should be Bill by the time when you call back. So.
Okay. All right. Have a great morning.
See you, Jeff.
All right.
Oops. I may have just hung up on Jeff and I apologize for that. Absolutely terrible. Now is also where we would fire word of the day. We're going to bump word of the day. Safe for everybody, mostly because I would be making up a word. That's what happens. So Red Line Transportation meeting coming up at Huntersville, I believe. They're going to have a public interest meeting. And look, we got to have some conversation about transportation. We have to continue to have conversations about transportation. The problem really is this. I can boil it down pretty simply for you. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. The phone's ringing, so I told you this is what's going to happen, guys. So it's going to go here. And then we're going to put it over here. Thanks for calling WSIC.
Hello, this is Jeff 2.0. I'm here with an updated traffic report for your listeners.
Oh, yeah? What you got for me?
Heavy traffic surrounding specifically producer Bill's route to work. It's pretty bogged down. He definitely gives the guy a break. I'm just getting all sorts of reports from that area.
Hey, I think my battery died on my computer, too. So whenever you get in, we'll take care of that, too. Oh, sorry. No, is this Bill?
Well, no, this is Jeff. No. This is Jeff. I just wanted to remind everyone, Ride on Catch, and I love Wegmans, and I'll have a good day.
Wow, you sound oddly similar to a guy named Bill I know.
Yeah, I gotta let you go.
All right, tell Jeff I said hey.
I am Jeff. Hey.
Bye.
Bye.
I thought I had him there. I thought I had him on that one right there. No, but I didn't. So the red line means, and my computer is now dead too. This is what Tuesdays look like around here. So the Red Line meeting is coming publicly to Huntersville, and it's going to be your opportunity to go there, listen, see what's going on. The status of the talks, it's all preliminary. It's all made up, right? Anything can change at any single moment. This whole project can go away. It was, 10, 15 years ago, the Red Line conversation had started. And now at this point, it's, okay, what are we going to do? Would you ride the train? Would you? And I, if it went all the way to Statesville, let's say it goes all the way north to Statesville and you can cruise down all around the Lake Norman area, all into Charlotte, you get the connectivity. Real question, honesty time, super honest time. Do we care? I mean, really, in your day to day, where are you traveling to? Think about your day. Think about where you're driving around. Do we care? Is the real benefit, and again, I'm going to ask the question because we live in the real world here. Is it really about being able to commute day to day to Charlotte, north, south, east, west? Is it really about that? Or is it more of the symbolism, for lack of a better word,
that by having connectivity in our area tells people beyond this area. The economy is driven by pretty much one thing, and that's jobs. That's it. And if we're going to have a continued increase of people moving here, we've got to have the jobs that can handle that. And employers like connectivity. Employers like the fact that when they're going to bring their company here or produce jobs here or grow a business here, that there's a labor force available for them. And a lot of data goes into that. You know, 10 years ago when they're looking at data, this would have been the dream spot for them. Now it's getting tougher. You know, you got to think about beyond transportation. What about housing prices? And this is really just a trickle over effect of yesterday's conversation on today's Real Talk, the real estate show here, where we talk about all things North Carolina real estate. We didn't get into transportation yesterday. What we really got into is the fact that if you do a search in the local MLS, which is Canopy MLS, 500,000 or less in Mecklenburg County. Keep in mind, Mecklenburg County has 1.1 million people. As of yesterday, there was like just over 1,000 active and coming soon listings. In the MLS, just over 1,000 active and coming soon listings. Mecklenburg County, $500,000 or less. That's the only criteria I put in. And 500,000, you got to have it. You got to have some decent income. You got to have a fairly good credit score, debt to income ratio. And so that's now where it is. These reality TV trash shows that show North Carolina to be the middle of nowhere with no development whatsoever no longer exist. Now, don't get me wrong. There's places throughout North Carolina that the cost per acre is still very inexpensive, which is awesome. However, they ain't going to have no Wegmans. You know, they probably have the lottery. DraftKings knows no bounds, right? I still haven't made any bet. Caitlin Clark last night. She officially signed, right? She's a Fever. Is that what you call them? The Phoenix? Is it the Phoenix Fever? So she's a Fever. But we want her to stay. We don't want her to go away like a Fever. Caitlin Clark signed last night. The debate, is she going to make more money in the WNBA? Doesn't matter. Average salary, I did the Google on it. Like the top paid player in the WNBA is like $76,000. Now, don't get me wrong. $76,000 to play basketball, all your expenses are paid when you're traveling around the country, if that's the life you want to live. It's not a terrible life. I understand the debate. She's not getting paid as much as, you know, her male counterparts. Or the WNBA doesn't get paid as much as their male counterparts. I don't really watch basketball as it is. My dad was really into basketball. My grandpa was really into basketball. I don't mind basketball. There's just too many games. Let's do this. Let's reduce the number of games. Do like a game theory concept. If you don't win, you don't get paid. Why don't we shake it up? It's entertainment. Let's shake it up a little bit. What's a sport you would shake up? I thought one of the best moves that was made particularly was golf and Rory and Tiger dueling it out. One of the best sports moves I think I've seen in a long time to get people invigorated. Anybody have an update on the Charlotte FC situation? Did you hear about it? We broke that news yesterday. Kind of. The hooligans, they're beating people up. You can't have that. And it was like another one of those mini fan clubs. They're beating up the president of another fan club. You can't do that. You definitely can't do that. What you can do is go out this weekend and find something to do. And there is plenty to do all around. What's coming up in a couple of weeks is Merlefest. August 25th through the 28th. I apologize for being rude. August 25th through the 28th, located, it's going to go down at Wilkes Community College where it does every year. Old Crow Medicine Show is the headliner. You're going to hear the cue to call later on in the show. So if you need to go into work, which you probably do here shortly, what you do is you take us with you, the WSIC app. You go to the iOS store, you go to Android, Google Play Store. You download the WSIC app, take us with you wherever you want to go. and you can listen for that cue to call, and then you can call, and then you can win. You also have the contest opportunity to win online, WSIC News, LKN Memes, Instagram pages. That's where you go whenever you want to see some of the digital giveaways we got going on, including Merlefest. Jessica DeHardis is here. She's outside the door. I am going to have to get up and go get her. And so if you call, I do apologize. I just put it on silent for a little bit here and made things a little bit easier for this moment. Bill the Buffer is on his way. Let's see if he makes it before the next break. So Jessica DeHart, Mooresville Arts, is here, and we're going to chat a little bit. They got something going on pretty fun. It's another event. But this isn't just like a one-day event. This is like a month-long celebration. And so we're going to celebrate with her. Jessica DeHart, Mooresville Arts, coming up next.
There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33. All is restored well in the world today. I'm joined now by special guest Jessica DeHart. DeHart or DeHart?
DeHart, actually.
DeHart. Okay, DeHart. Yeah. I was saying it earlier to myself, and I don't know why. Is it French? DeHart?
I guess if you want to make it that way.
We're talking about Mooresville Arts. Does Mooresville have a lot of art going on right now?
Yes, definitely. Mooresville, Lake Norman, the surrounding region, exploding with artists. Artist community here is fantastic. We're very lucky to have so many artists in our backyard.
And you yourself are an artist.
I am, yep.
What's your favorite kind of art?
I myself enjoy portraits, but I love all sorts of art. I especially am drawn to pottery because I'm not a pottery artist.
Ooh.
So I really, well, that's what I like to buy. But yeah, so I enjoy all kinds of art.
Ceramics was my favorite in high school. That was my favorite class. Portraits, I'm just not good at it, right? So like when you say portraits, you mean like Mona Lisa? Is that like what we're talking about with portraits?
I mean, yeah, that is an example of portraits. But yeah, I myself like realism with portraiture, but there's all sorts of styles out there and I enjoy them all.
Spring Fest starts today.
It does. It opens today.
And it's not just a one-day festival. So talk to us about Spring Fest.
Nope. So Spring Fest is our annual spring show. It's in its 46th year. And it is our annual judged competition, and it has all sorts of art, everything from paintings, drawings, mixed media, ceramics, glass, woodwork, fiber arts. It's just an annual showcase of a spring exhibit there in Mooresville.
And this exhibit is for the entire month. How many artists would you say are showcased in the exhibit?
70.
Yeah. 70.
70 artists this year. Last year.
Are they all local?
Yeah, local, regional, Charlotte, Mooresville, Statesville, Denver, definitely the entire lake region. But then we also reach a lot of artists in the Charlotte area.
So how was someone able to get their stuff in the exhibit? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we put out a call for artists for all of our shows, and we reached the entire artist community. So we put a call out, artists then respond to it, they submit. So every show we put out like that via a call for artists.
Who's on the selection committee? Are you part of the selectors?
I am the gallery director, and I have a committee, and every year we coordinate and schedule our exhibits. But this show is judged, so it's not juried.
Ooh.
And the difference being with that, as most people don't know, is a juried show is a curated selection of work that a juror selects. But a judge show is the work gets in, it's displayed as part of the exhibit, and then a judge comes in and picks award winners.
Mm.
And so that's what this particular show is.
So there will be awards given out.
Yes.
Are there categories?
No, not for this show.
Okay,
it's
just best of type things.
Yeah, it's really based on the judge or juror's own expertise and basically what they respond to and what they select as like the work that should be top honors in the show.
Is the event free for people to come to?
It is. All of our exhibits are no charge. We are open today. Like I said, the exhibit opens today, and we're open Tuesday through Friday, 12 to 4, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. So no charge. All of our exhibits are free, and the reception is this Friday, April 19th from 6 to 8.
And that's when the
awards will be given.
So how do you become a judge of art?
So
because I can judge art, right?
Judge art, it's a very subjective thing, but so typically judges and jurors are arts professionals in the area, whether they be professional artists, professors, gallery owners, people of that type of background. So we try to diversify our judge and juror pool, and we look at gallerists, gallery owners, professors. So the judge for this show is Deb Koo, and she is an artist, practicing artist painter, and she's also an educator. She's an arts professor on a college level. So we try to diversify that and try to get different people of different backgrounds to be our judges. But yes, that's how one becomes an official judge.
Go to school for such a thing.
Well, I mean, you have to just be kind of connected in the arts community. Sure. So, but,
Did you go to school for art?
I did go to school for art, yep, in Virginia. So I majored in art and studio art. So
there's a lot of history to art. Is there a lot of history of artists in the Mooresville area?
So actually, that's a great segue. So our group, we started off as a guild, a very small group of artists who got together to paint in 1955. So next year is our 70th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it and making plans now, but we'll be doing lots of special
events. I was going to say, many planning for you
Yeah, lots of planning, you know, a couple years out. But next year's our 70th. So it started off as a small group of artists who got together to paint and just share ideas, the camaraderie. And that's kind of the foundation of the group. But in the last 10 years, we've kind of become more than that, more of a community base. We are a nonprofit, so an arts organization for the community, for the artists, and just becoming more a professional organization and resource that the artists can rely on.
And so being a resource for artists in the community, because, right, it's about having a space to showcase artists, I would imagine, is a big part of what you guys do.
Yes, that's a large part of our mission.
What's it like trying to coordinate and work with a bunch of artists? Like you say, hey, calling all artists, what happens at that point?
So a lot of it's out there digitally, you know, emails, social media, of course. You know, Call for Artists, we launched that a few months before every show, and our reach is growing, which is fantastic. You know, this area, especially Mooresville, is just busting at the seams. So the more people who move here, the more artists who move here, and the more people who appreciate art. So we're excited to be a part of that growth, and we're growing right along with it. But yes, on any given day, being the gallery director and being a resource for the artists, I work with, you know, any given week, any given day, 100 of artists with, you know, this show, for example, has 70. So yes, I really enjoyed that part of it.
Let's talk about the gallery if we could.
Yes.
The space, where it's at, all of that. Give us some of the history on it if you could. Okay,
yeah, that's actually really good history. So we are in the historic Mooresville Depot, which is in downtown Mooresville. It is the previous train depot. It was built in 1883, and we have been there since 1978, so 46 years, same as Spring Fest. Yeah, so quite a long time. So the depot was actually at one time the center of Mooresville. That has since changed as Mooresville has grown. But so we're in the historic train depot. A lot of the history and preservation has been kept with parts of the building as we've grown. And our premier gallery space is the previous warehouse space, which is beautiful and charming. If you've never been in, I would encourage you to come in and check it out.
There's a lot going on in Mooresville, like you said. I mean, there's continuously something going on. Are you seeing a continuous inflow of artists and art opportunities besides what you guys are doing, right? Yeah. Just in the community as a whole, are you seeing that kind of sector come in more?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. Like the town of Mooresville is definitely embraced the arts more. We have a public arts committee now, which has been very huge with the community. And I'm actually on that committee as well. So I enjoy that, being a part of the community and bringing more arts and arts elements to our local area.
So the 46th Springfest judged show reception is this Friday.
Yes, yes.
Is it going to be a whole song and dance? Like, we're going to see, like, ceremonial style?
It's pretty informal, but, I mean, we have hundreds of people come out for these receptions. So, I mean, we keep it fairly informal. It's 6 to 8. It's open house style. We have light refreshments. Like I said, it's no charge to come in, but we do present the awards around 7. So if that's really what you're gunning for, I would suggest coming in around 7 so you can see the awards presentation.
What's your favorite part of, like, being able to be in the gallery kind of every day and see the variety? What's your favorite part?
Just, again, connecting with the artists, you know, getting to work with the artists, help the artists, be a resource for them. I really enjoy that, so.
Is Mooresville ever, we're just making stuff up now at this point. Is Mooresville, or would you ever want to be, like, because I know very little about art, right? Like, I asked you about Mona Lisa, let's be honest.
Okay.
The auction scene, I'm fascinated by, like, art auctioning and, like, the price of art, right, and all that kind of stuff. Does Mooresville ever become an auction house for art and things like that to help artists sell?
Well, I mean, we sell art. That's part of our, yes. So we're a gallery. We sell art, and the majority of the art sales go to the artists, obviously, and then a little bit goes to us for to help with the overhead. But no, our model is pretty much the gallery and then also education. We have classes and workshops.
You don't want to, like, become an auctioneer at the front and, like, do the whole bring in the rarest of the rest.
No, we're more community-based, trying to help the local artists.
Well, there are things it looks like that you guys do beyond just this even event. It's paint and sip. Is that a thing you guys do?
Yes, that is something we started last year, and that's part of our education program. And it's roughly every month or so we have one of those, and it's a different painting theme. So, you know, if it's couples night or girls night out night, we have a lot of people who attend those, and it's all instructor led, and it's, you know, an artist, a professional artist who comes up with these each time. So that's a very successful program that we also have at Mooresville
Art. I see this upcoming one you've got here. It looks like Friday, May 10th, Hydrangeas.
Yep. Brenda Kadlesic, who is our education director, will be leading that. She's the one who takes care of our paint and sips, and she's fantastic.
If she painted this hydrangea picture I see on your website, that's pretty darn fantastic. Yep. It looks almost real, like I have a hydrangea plant at my house, and it looks pretty realistic here. If I'm a novice painter, am I allowed to still come and see things? And, like, if I'm a novice artist?
No, all of our artists are all skill levels. You know, that's something that we really pride ourselves on. We professional artists, starting out artists, amateurs. I mean, we welcome all skill levels.
Springfest, this Friday's the competition.
Yes.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:48. Happy Tuesday. We're here with Jessica DeHart. I got it right that time. See,
right.
I want to put the French, like, Dehart or
you're
something.
You're not the only one.
No, MooresvilleArts.org Springfest happening right now, and this Friday is the judging portion of the competition.
Yes, that's when we will make the announcement.
So you guys did MooresvilleArts.org, Mooresville Arts. You guys did the call for art. You do it in advance of these galleries that you guys have. Yeah. See, I was thinking, like, if I'm an artist, right, like, when the moment hits, you know, you've got your inspiration, you've set up your easel and you're ready, and you paint the next Van Gogh, we'll say, right? But you can't just put that in the gallery tomorrow, what you paint today.
No, I mean, if you can time it right, you can, but yeah.
But these artists have these pieces that you're seeing, they've already put together months ago, at least, I would imagine.
Well, varying degree. I can't speak to my own personal. I'm always down to the wire myself, waiting on paint layers to dry to get into certain shows. But yeah, so, I mean, we do usually – welcome art that's made in the last 2 or 3 years for our competitions. We want fresh work. But yes, we have artists down to the wire, usually getting their work from framers or waiting on paint layers to dry. So just varying degrees. But yes, you have to be a little bit of a planner when it comes to entering art shows.
There's a lot of art programs, I feel like, at schools, too, around our local area. Mm-hmm. Young artists, is that like a section? Like, are there really good young painters that can, you know, like genius painters? Is that a thing, too, you think?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm glad you mentioned that because we just had our youth art show, which was in its 20th anniversary. So we just had that exhibit at the gallery, and we had over 200 young artists in that show. So grades K through 12, Mooresville, Statesville, Concord, you know, just from the area.
200?
Over 200, yes.
That's a lot. That's a lot of young artists.
It's a lot of young artists, a lot of work to display, but that's one of the my favorite exhibits of the year, because it's inspiring to see the young artists who come out and the work that they have. I mean, I just can't say much more about others. It's just inspiring to see that work.
What's like unique style? I guess any art can be unique. Don't get me wrong. Right? But people paint. I love ceramics. But I think back to like my days at App State, and the radio station there was in the same building as the metal machining kind of art, you know, like when you take the metal and you form it and you make, that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's art too.
It's all art. It's all definitely art. All art. Yeah. I sing as well. That's art.
That is art as well, yes.
Even my singing is art. So yeah. What other types of art exhibits happen throughout the year at Mooresville Arts?
So we have standing shows throughout the year, and a lot of those are our judged and juried shows. So we have a winner juried exhibit. That's our most competitive show of the year. And then our spring and fall judged exhibits. And then in the summer, we have a judged photography show. So that's coming up next.
Oh, yes. A lot of photographers in the area.
Yes. And our photography program is growing. We have really bolstered that program in the last few years and attracting more photographers to our programs.
What are the steps to educate the community and people about art? Like, what's that like as the director from your seat?
So part of that's through our exhibits. So having diverse and different media in our exhibits to educate, you know, the artist community, but the greater community at large about the importance of art and art appreciation for all, not just artists. A lot of the education and art appreciation goes into our gallery and our education programs.
Do you think that having art is a positive influence on the community?
Yes, definitely.
That was a quick answer right there.
Yes, that's in my elevator speech. That's quality of life for our community and its citizens. So yes, definitely.
The public art aspect, you mentioned you're on a committee as well for...
Yes, through the town of Moores.
Right.
Yes.
Like when a statue gets like put up or, you know, art on the side of a building or like a mural. Or any kind of art in the community. Is that difficult to go through that process, like to get selected for that? Because it's like, that seems pretty big, right? To be like publicly acknowledged.
Yes, it is a different process. And there's lots of different agencies involved with the public art component for the town. But it is a different process, but similar. There's similarities. But the scale and the scope of it, you know, because these are big installments or sculptures that will last, you know, many, many years. But yeah.
Are there, I think back as if I was alive during Van Gogh, right, or Picasso's time frame, but like these like kind of super famous art stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You think there's like a hidden gem person like here that's going to be the next, you know, super famous artist?
Well, I mean, we have artists in our membership and artists who enter our opportunities who are internationally known, nationally known artists. So, you know, like when I say we have a lot of talent in this backyard, we really do. I mean, it's tremendous. We have artists who are entering national shows, who are traveling, who are getting accepted into large scale juried exhibits. So yes, there are a few hidden gems probably.
Every time I've gone to, let's say, a paint and sip class, I try to find that inspiration, you know, to make that next classic work. What's your pregame like before you like
sit down with an easel and a brush? Like, do you like pound a Red Bull? Like, what do you normally do?
For me, myself, it's a lot of planning before I even get to that point.
Like visualizing the strokes on the page.
Mm-hmm, but every artist is different. I mean, everyone has a different process. A lot of pre-planning and figuring out composition and design and colors and scale and scope. And then there are some who walk right up and just respond to whatever substrate, whatever media they have, whether it's painting or ceramics. I kind of envy those people because I'm so methodical and I have to think about things. But yeah, there's all sorts of artists and processes when it comes to work.
When you draw portrait, you like drawing people then? Mm-hmm. That's what you really like?
Yep. I've always been drawn to that personally, so.
See, I've never been able to, my people look like stick figures 20 out of 20 times. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference on type of paint use? Because there's different types of paint even that go into it, right? Like you've got oil
paint, acrylic, watercolor.
Yeah. What's your go-to?
I'm an oil painter, but there's definitely talented oil, acrylic, watercolor. I don't have the patience for watercolor, but I think it is a beautiful medium.
So what makes oil, what draws you into oil painting?
Just the tactile, like the feel of it, yeah. Which a lot of artists respond to different media for that reason. The tactile, the feel, just the usage of it, but yeah.
And then so for this gallery, is there all different, what are the qualifications or is there a category? Can I sub it down or is it just literally any kind of paint? If you got selected?
I mean, it's a fine art show. Mm. So typically it's not going to be like your house paint. Although we have artists who have used house paint before and it's been fantastic. So I'm not saying there's anything against
that. No, don't choose violence, Jessica. Don't choose violence this morning.
There's all, looks at acrylic, watercolor, oil painting, mixed media. There's gold. I mean, it's just, and it's amazing to see the creativity and like to be an artist ourselves, a lot of us, the staff and the board, and then getting to work with the artists, we're always inspiring, getting new ideas because there's a huge camaraderie with our group. Like I said, we were founded, we were more of a guild, we're a little bit more of a professional gallery and education center now, but a lot of it still is that hub of just being a place for artists to connect and come together.
I imagine nonprofit. That requires funding, yes. Private donors, yes. Probably some from the town, I would imagine, yes, or some public funding.
The depot is a town-owned building, and like I said, we've been there since 1978. We're very fortunate that we have that support from the town, and we also receive other town funding. We're also very connected with the Mooresville Downtown Commission. They put on a lot of different events, and we work with them on Uncorked and Artsy twice a year. And yes, and then private donors, corporate donors, and then a lot of our membership also is supporting.
What are your couple of your favorite galleries throughout the year, exhibits, or, and if I'm using the terminology again wrong, I certainly apologize.
Exhibits and shows are interchangeable.
Yeah, all of it.
So I like the winter juried exhibit. That's our most competitive one. It kicks off our schedule.
Most competitive.
Juried exhibit, yes. So, yes, the juried exhibit, in case you're not familiar, the difference between a juried exhibit and a judged exhibit is artists will submit their work for a juried exhibit, and then we have an outside juror who then reviews the work and curates the show for us. So we aren't charged with that difficult task, but then another artist or arts professional will curate the show, select the award winners. So that's personally my favorite show. But then this year, at the end of this year, we have a new show that we've added that I'm really excited about. It is called Rhythm and Hues, and so it's going to be a music and lyrics themed show.
Mm.
So I'm really excited about that.
That's a combo right there.
Yeah. So like bringing different art form, but then it's still visual arts, which is our concentration is visual arts. But anytime we can kind of tap into appreciating other art forms, we are definitely on board.
Okay. Jessica DeHart, talking about Spring Fest going on, starts today.
Today opens at 12 p.m.
Opens at noon, today at Mooresville Arts. Yep. Go see them in Center Ave in the Depot building. Mm-hmm. Judged Fine Art Show. Mm-hmm. Friday is the judging.
Yep, Friday
is the announcement.
Yeah, the announcement. Yeah, it's already been judged. I know who won already, but we don't publicly announce it until Friday. So.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for all you do for the art community. And for Mooresville Arts,
Looking forward to next time. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to give me some tips on how to paint when you come in here. Okay. We're going to try that out. It'll make for great radio. So thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
All right, good morning, fam. Taking a break. Get a little news action. When we come back, we've got some questions for Bill the Buffer.
That's Morning Pep Talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Dylan, Maney, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKHead. 8:06. Happy Tuesday to you. If you are just getting rolling on your day, we're going to get a look at the streets at 8:15 with iCats, rideicats.com, alternative transportation. We're going to have word of the day this hour, this particular hour. Word of the day typically happening at 7:15. We are going to have it today. Had to call a slight audible because my computer died. That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
That's exactly what happened. And so the power was lost and
what could I do?
What could happen, you know? And so I wonder if this is... it's on me. See, I tried to set up. So Bill was out this morning. Bill got the buffer guy. Bill got the buffer guy. Bill got the buffer guy.
Radio rules.
Radio is made of electromagnetic waves.
Bill.
Hi, minus 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what happened this morning? What happened this morning?
I have zero excuse. Now woke me up and said, Bill, it's 7. I looked at her like, it's Sunday.
First off.
Yeah, why does any of this matter? Then I realized quickly it wasn't Sunday. It was, in fact, Tuesday.
That's a big jump. That's a big jump from Tuesday to...
Yes. That was at 7 a.m. And then I made my way
quickly up here. You made it here in impressive time.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the traffic I had to jump through. I did hear the traffic report from Jeff.
Oh, you did listen this morning?
Yeah, I did. I did. Oh. It was on. I get to take it everywhere with the WSIC app.
Ooh.
Yeah. So nice and easy. Syncs up nice in my car.
I tried not to berate you too much this morning.
You did. I appreciate your mercy and grace.
What people should go back and watch is, I don't know if you remember Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
The Halloween one was good. If you go back on the WSIC News Instagram, you could see the clip of the Halloween one. That one was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. Good one.
I keep saying to myself that at some point it's going to happen to me. It's a game of numbers, right? You do the show enough times, enough days, something's going to happen to your alarm. Or
what is really unfortunate, and I'm sure everybody's woken up a little bit past the, past when they want to leave or been a little bit late getting out the door. When you have like that certain amount of miles like that,
you can't change that.
You can't. So it's going to take a set time. Minimum. Regardless, yeah. Minimum. So for me, it's that 20-25 minutes.
So it's actually really impressive. You made it here again. We probably shouldn't even say that. Let's just calculate that number of miles and the potential of the hyperspeed.
Let's not calculate that.
The hyperspeed.
Saw Jeff. Not sure if he saw me.
He was in the. Did you hit the HOV lane on the way up?
I did. I had to.
A little HOV lane.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's inevitable sometimes for some. Yeah. Wegmans coming to Charlotte. Your thoughts. Are you familiar with Weggies?
Yes, I am. Seems nice.
Is Weggies an appropriate nickname?
Wegs.
Wegs. Yeah. Pretty good, too.
Yeah, Weggies plays.
Wegmans versus Trader Joe's. Who wins?
Wegmans. Is it Wegmans? Mm. Weg. It has the two G's, right? Like an egg. Or is it just 1G?
I'm pretty sure it's just 1G.
1G. Might be having a Mandela.
1G, 1M.
How many N's?
One.
I'm having a Mandela effect. I remember Wegmans having two N's.
Mandela effect. It was like Manchurian candidate?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
The Mandela effect is like, you know how you remember things one way, and then you look at it now and...
Backward?
I thought it's that was not dyslexia. That way. Like, you know, like the Berenstain Bears.
Okay.
Is like an example. I'm not sure how you would remember how to spell Berenstain Bears, but a lot of people remember it spelled a certain way, and now they look at it, and it's a totally different
spelling. It's not the word you thought it was.
Correct. Hmm. But everybody pretends like this is how it's been the whole time.
So the Wegmans with two G's. Now we're going to have to think about that until 2026.
Yes. So I'm glad we got some time to mull on it, but I'm excited for Wegmans.
But is 2026 too far out to get excited about? I see what you're saying.
Excited. It's, you know.
Announced Wegmans 2026.
Right. Now just hold your breath.
Now wait.
Yeah. That's it.
Relief is coming. Is relief coming for basketball? Maybe. Because the future of basketball is just completely different. And it's on the sheet.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Caitlin Clark. She went to the Indiana Fever at number one.
Oh, Indiana. I thought it was the Phoenix Fever.
Yes, I heard.
Okay.
But
the Fever.
The Fever. I got the Fever.
Caitlin's got the Fever, so she's out for two games. Is that, is that what's going to be the mantra here soon?
Oh, I see what you got here on this board.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did have something. Again, my computer died a little earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my
I can play this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can. So this is the future of basketball. Oh, I don't know what the volume is. I don't know anything about the music, so we probably don't want to play that. I typically should stop watching videos on mute. So I found this thing for basketball online on my timeline. I don't know what your timeline looks
Robo
like.
Robo Clark.
But basically, it's the future of basketball. This robot is buckets, and we'll just continue draining threes. We should put this robot against Caitlin Clark.
It can't defend.
Doesn't have to. Offense only.
I guess that's true if you just know it's an automatic bucket.
Yeah. Like every time without fail. And, I mean, really, like.
I like how they made it 6'10".
Yeah, you had to. It had to be Yao Ming.
Right.
The effect here, does this change basketball forever?
Absolutely not.
Is there any way, shape, or form that basketball becomes robots rather than people?
I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening nowadays.
Okay, third question.
And okay.
This might be my last.
These depending are tough on your ones. Answer.
Halftime, half-court shots for millions of dollars.
Right. Can you send your robot out there if you buy that said robot a ticket?
Can I send my robot out there?
Now, that's an investment.
If my robot is a allowed, you know, guest at the facility.
That's a fantastic question. I would... Because then you get into the, you know, robots' rights. My robot's a person.
You got to start buying health insurance for them.
Correct.
Oil insurance, whatever it is. Battery insurance.
I think you just need like a Napa auto parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sponsored.
Right.
Yeah. And we start seeing that on the court as well. More like industrial auto facilities rather than just crypto places. There's the cue to call you on Merlefest tickets. Be caller 3844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. If you want tickets to see Merlefest, now's the time to pick up that phone and call. Caller 3 is going to win some. You can chat with Bill. He'll get the information that that he needs in order to get you the tickets. Giving away quite a few. Got more to give away, but now is your chance. 844-788-3464. You just heard the cue to call. I prepped him in the 7 a.m. hour.
Cue to call.
I prepped him in the 7. I said, look, if I was singing, I woke up kind of songy this morning. I'm trying to remember what the song was that I
it's
take
working.
Me home, country road. But that's not the song. Then I went on to explain Wagon Wheel. See, the phone's already ringing, so it's just me, a man alone with his thoughts. Hey, there was a planning board meeting, or maybe not, it wasn't planning board. Public hearing? Zoning committee. They recommended a new project in Charlotte. Big old number of units. Big old number of units. And we're also going to have word of the day, but we're going to get a look at traffic as well. Ooh, caller 3.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18. Tickets are gone. They went fast. Tickets went real fast.
Shout out Eddie Jones.
Shout out to Eddie Jones, who's the winner of Merlefest tickets.
Wait. Eddie Jones, straight out of States, Vegas, baby.
There you go.
He's going to Merlefest.
Caller three, he
won. Who's going with him?
Maybe Jeff?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with Jeff. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. 77 southbound out of Statesville. Things are good until you get around exit 31 Langtree. Heavy congestion across the lake. Also, heavy congestion around Huntersville, exit 25, all the way down to about 485. Some stop and go traffic there. As you go into Charlotte, southbound on 77, traffic is going really slow from about 85 down into the city. So be aware of that. 77 northbound. When you get up around 485, all the way up through Huntersville and Cornelius, there's some stop and go traffic there. No accidents to report. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning. So hope everybody has a good Tuesday.
Us as well, Jeff. We appreciate you. Glad to hear no accidents. RideiCats.com. Tuesday, the day the iCats is going to the VA in Salisbury. Only a dollar each way. Jeff, I just wanted to say thanks for putting up with me when I answered the phone during the first hour. Glad Bill's here. And now all is well in the universe. And now I think that's going to transpire to the roads as well. So hope you have a great and safe day.
Well, hope you guys can survive without Manny, and glad she'll be back tomorrow.
We're all glad, Jeff. We're all glad. I might take tomorrow off. I don't know yet. It was still undecided, but appreciate you, Jeff.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. RideiCats.com. Shout out to Eddie Jones again. Eddie Jones, caller three.
Easy, Eddie Jones, baby.
And that happened fast, man. Caller three went fast there for a moment.
It did, it did. Sorry, callers. And we had, I mean, I think we had about five people calling.
Well, there you go. That happened in about all 10 seconds, and then...
nah. I liked it.
But tomorrow's a new day.
This is a fresh cup of coffee. Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow's a new day. So for those of you who did not win today...
You got to listen for that cue to call. And there's no guarantee.
Cue to call.
There's no guarantee it's at the same time. There's no guarantee it's at the same time.
Absolutely no guarantee.
There's no guarantees in this life or on this show. 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. That's the only guarantee you got because that's programmed into the log. But beyond that, you pretty much just have to call and have your chance to win Merlefest
tickets.
Guaranteed
to have a good time.
Yeah, so Eddie's going to have a great time at Merlefest April 25th through the 28th. Wagon Wheel, the connection there.
I love it.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
I love it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, as we just spoke about, April 25th through the 28th. On one of those days, you will see Eddie Jones there having the time of his life.
And maybe Eddie's friends tomorrow that call a win.
If I'm Eddie, I'm telling, hey, friends, check this out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's get the whole street. Let's get the whole cul-de-sac up there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Today's word of the day is anodyne.
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 Doesn't it seem like kind of like more like a dinner song?
It does. It does. Anodyne.
It's a noun, so it's a person, place, or a thing. I'm going to guess it's a thing.
Let me spell it real quick. For those following along at home, as Justin said, we are dealing with a noun here. A-N-O-D-Y-N-E. Anodyne.
Anodynish.
No. No. Nouns? Don't do that.
I almost slipped a patch.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I was worried that the anodyne would make me feel sleepy, but I needed to take it to help with the pain. Anodyne.
Sumatra tea.
Nope, that is another noun.
Sedative.
Bill's apology for being late to work served as an anodyne, soothing any tensions with his colleagues and ensuring a smooth start to the day.
A bridge.
Bridge in a sense, but not really.
A gesture, a kind gesture.
Anodyne. You're close.
Am I?
You kinda.
Doesn't feel like it.
Anodyne, something that calms or soothes pain.
Soothing.
Yes.
Pain
in particular, so pain points.
Soothing pains.
Correct.
I'm making the note about that. All right, anodyne.
Anodyne.
Coffee is an anodyne.
Coffee is an anodyne to the early hours of the morning.
Soothing of the pain of early morning.
Correct.
Doesn't have to be painful, though.
It does not have to be, and it is not.
Some things that can be painful for some are major development communities that are coming in.
Major development communities coming in, painful.
Can be.
Painful, possibly.
So, South Charlotte.
SoCha.
There was a city zoning committee yesterday recommended moving a rezoning of some land forward. Dozens of acres of farmland in South Carolina. Massive development of apartments, townhomes, and a school. Here it is. Childress Klein Properties wants to build more than 600 multifamily units, more than 200 townhomes, more than 24 single-family homes on nearly 152 acres. This is between Tom Short and Red Rust Rose. So this is in South Charlotte. 600 units. I was trying to think last night, do we have anywhere where we could put 600 units in one complex right now between our towns? I mean, we could. But for some of it, you're going to be in the middle of where there's no infrastructure right now, right? For us to put in 600 units. You think 600 units is a necessity at this point up here for housing? Or no?
Say the question one more time.
Where can we put 600 units up here? One complex. You've seen some of these big, you know these big buildings. You know how these big buildings work.
Oh, I know exactly how these complexes work.
This, yeah. You know how this goes.
I do.
Where can you stick 600 units up here? One parcel.
Oh, that's vertical.
Super tall?
You're going vertical. You're looking at least 14 stories, I would say.
Dang!
Yeah.
It's irascible.
It's irascible, baby. Yeah.
I'd like to see a 14-story building.
They're okay. They're good.
It'd be the first one up here. Do you think we'll ever have a 14-story building up here in the lake?
I think we will. I think we will 100%. We have to.
Have to go vertical.
Where are we going to go?
Underground.
Are we going to go with the militia and come storming down the Birkdale, you know, village and say, "Ah, this is ours too."
To their neighbor in the south.
This land is now ours.
14 stories in the middle. I think the first one should be in the middle of the lake.
I agree with that.
Like just smack dab in the middle, basically like a fortress moat type thing with the lake. And that becomes the center pillar.
Right. Kingdom at the lake. Stay now. $2,000 a month.
Jump off the roof.
Nope.
In a positive way.
Nope.
Like it's an activity.
Mm-mm.
An excursion.
Mm-mm. This one's a mess.
You don't like those when you see like the bungee jumping or like the random, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
okay. That.
No. I didn't.
Right. Okay. Right. Like a actual.
Like an activity.
Thrill. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Actual real life buy a ticket, do the activity.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Sounds fun. Not for me.
You don't do heights.
Not that I don't do heights.
You're not jumping?
I just got too much sense. Mama raised me with too much sense.
Is there in Charlotte? There's not one of those where you can do it off one of the buildings down there like they have in like China. You know what I mean?
You've seen those where they bungee jump in
crazy cities, things
like
that?
It would be a very quick ride.
They have it at Carowinds though, right? Like the bungee jumping?
Still? Yeah. Yeah, like the slingshot type deal.
Last time you've been to Carowinds?
Oh, man, so long. I actually need to go this summer because I need to take Grace down there and show her what it's all about. Although I haven't been to a park in so long. It's one of those things where I get there and I feel like I'm going to go and be like, oh, yeah, it's just hot.
And you're waiting in line.
And the roller coaster was eh.
They used to do it. Do they still have
I feel like the technology
in
roller coasters has got to be pretty cool now.
They can be more efficient.
Right.
Like they can move a line along. Like
I like that. You're selling me. Do you remember when it was an event to get the Carowinds Pass? I don't know if this was ever.
You had to go down there.
Well, no, you could go to like your Harris Teeter and you could get like a gold pass. And it like covered if you were going to go like more than two times.
Yeah. That's when it was worth it.
That's when it was worth it. Right. Yeah, I remember having to do that with my mom and being pretty excited about it going into the summer about this time of year.
this is when it starts kicking up. You know, they're a major employer as well.
Yes.
Carowind, they hire a lot of people.
Got to.
So if you're looking for a J-O-B, maybe you just want to have some thrills during the day.
You think we'll ever do a show from Carowinds?
It's not that I wouldn't do a show from Carowinds. We'd have to technically do some things. There's some rules because of the location
horribly.
And all that. Yeah, there's some things we'd have to do. The part about Carowinds that I just don't know if I can ever get on a roller coaster again. Okay, let me be honest. I don't know if I ever will again.
Really?
I grew up not a fan of roller coasters.
And then in college,
I finally rode a roller coaster for my first time. Never rode a roller coaster before college my whole life.
Confirmed?
No, I actually didn't mind them then at that point.
Okay.
But now, you know, American Airlines, roller coasters getting stuck. I just don't want to be that guy that gets stuck upside down for 14 hours.
I just think it's so, I got to give you a lot of credit that you just think that you are so special that you're going to be the one to get stuck.
That's the thing. Is that
you have
is
some serious
that,
main character that, energy. Where it's going to happen to you.
It is. It's inevitable.
If I go to the theaters, it's happening to me.
I will get shot. I am the top signal. I've tried. I tell everybody this. That's why I don't bet on sports betting. There's another reason that's really good.
All right. Oh, okay.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy Tuesday. Already there. On our way. Mames is back tomorrow. Been a guy's days past 2 days.
Yeah.
I got to clean up a little bit before she comes back.
We definitely do.
Do something about it. Oh, I got a little something on there?
Yep.
Cool. This is what happened. When I pack my lunch and I bring it, and I don't pack it. Demi, thankfully, pack my lunch for me. And I bring it. I end up eating it for breakfast. It's a struggle because like now, you know, it's 8:34. I'm eating a turkey sandwich, but that's a breakfast thing. Turkey sandwiches are now like breakfast, aren't they? If it's toasted.
Yes. We live in a beautiful country where you can, that's all you, man.
You can do whatever you want.
You
are there countries where breakfast is illegal?
No. When do you think breakfast was invented?
1437.
I'll look that up. We'll come back tomorrow.
Confidence and poise.
Yeah.
Just like me getting stuck at the top of the roller coaster. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. I don't want to be I just don't want to get stuck on a roller coaster. We were talking about Carowinds before the gold pass, the old days of going to Harris Teeter and you get the little coupon card and then you can get your gold pass. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was decades ago, it feels like now.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't even feel like it was.
It literally was. I catch myself in that
20
that
years
realm.
Ago.
Right.
Is it weird now that we've gotten older? Is it that we empathize now with older folk because we're old?
Yeah.
So now I can relate. Like, yeah, now I just want to sit down on the couch and just listen and tell stories. That's all I want to do.
Right.
You know, I don't have to go out and do anything.
Correct.
I will just sit in a chair for 4 hours.
I've done it.
The problem is that this watch tells me to stand. What do I do? Ignore it.
Right.
You're not going to tell me what to do.
I'm going to stand, but not because you told me to. I'm going to get an ice cream.
Got to give a lot of credit to, it just seems like, and maybe it's not, there's definitely young people who do what they want. Don't get me wrong. You can see them on the internet. But as people get older, it seems like you dig into the concept of, no, I've lived some life. I'm just going to say and do what I want at this point and with no shame.
Right. Yeah. You definitely get to that point where you're just kind of beyond it.
I want to, it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's a goal.
Yes.
To be able to just do whatever. Like, hey, if I want grits at 3:30 in the afternoon,
right?
I'm going to eat grits at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Correct.
And I specifically pick 3:30 because that's kind of like an awkward in-between time.
Yeah.
You know, lunch is over. Dinner hasn't quite yet prepared itself.
Grits.
And that's that's what you do. And that's how my mind works. Hooligans did respond. We broke the story yesterday. Charlotte FC situation goes down this past weekend at the match. Fan groups beefing with each other. One lady got beat up. Not okay. But there is a response, I think. And it does say official statement. This is on WCCB.
From the Carolina Hooligans. I believe this was posted on their Twitter. The Carolina Hooligans are aware of the accusations being made to our members by the supporter group Blue Furia. We would like to take the time to let the public know that we will comply fully with the appropriate authorities. There are witnesses that witnessed said altercation. There is evidence that shows that this altercation, and that's in quotes, was not as is being published. There is evidence that shows that this altercation was not as is being published. All details, Justin, you want to take over?
Yeah, I'll fill in the rest of this. All details will come to light once the investigation is done. There is always two sides to every story. And there is definitely a backstory to this one. The only, quote, targeted attack, end quote, that occurred last night was that of 20-plus Blue Furia members to 7 to 8 hooligan members, in which children were present as well. We will let proper authorities handle this situation and will not be giving a further statement in the matter. We also are seeking justice for the truth and our members as well. Why can't soccer players bottle some of this up and put it out on the field? Because the rolling around and the fake crying on the field, this is what it leads to. This is what fake crying leads to. Excessive nature off the field. Sorry, I just, a little piece of bagel left over. The excessiveness off the field. So they're, Carolina Hooligans is making a claim right now. Things aren't as they seem. I disagree with one thing in their response, and this might be petty. I don't think there are two sides to every story. I think there are three. There's the two sides, and then there's the truth. It's all a matter of perspective. I don't know what's to come of this. I didn't even know these groups existed for the most part. I mean, I knew there's fan groups, right? Don't get me wrong. But, you know, hopefully they work it out. I don't think anybody should get beat up, but it sounds like there's more details and more drama to come. So we'll keep apprised of that. And let you know what's happening as we continue to monitor. Another sporting situation, because we're going to just go heavy sports while Mamie's gone. The Golf Ranch, I don't know if you've heard of this, guys. The Golf Ranch, it's a franchise. Bitcoin Lenny's on the phone. Bitcoin Lenny, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing?
Oh, another day in paradise, my friend. How about you?
Yes, sir. Another day above dirt. I'm happy.
You seen this Golf Ranch? Have you heard of the brand, the franchise brand, Golf Ranch?
No, I have not. But as long as they make really good courses and make golf accessible to people, I'd be down.
It seems like their model is buying up old driving ranges, and then they add like a music, food, beer, and tech atmosphere to old driving ranges. Basically more, I don't put this in the same category as indoor virtual golf. I think that's
it
a little different.
It sounds like a little blend of Top Golf.
That's what I was going to say, is I think this might be a
Top Golf with country club swag.
That's it.
Yeah.
A little square dancing, Top Golfing.
That's what it seems like. That seems
Grab
to be the
space.
Grab
your partner, Dozy Doe.
Instead of feeling like you're at a bowling alley, which you can do at Top Golf, which there's nothing wrong with bowling alleys, but if you catch the drift, food, drink, bar service, but you're talking about now bringing the boatyard, if you will,
hey
of
now.
Lake Norman, mixed with a little bit of golf driving range action, a little bit of a brewery action onto a that scene onto a driving range, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that does sound like a nice innovation. I see what you did there with the four. It.
Ah,
I'm for it.
I was lost in imagining me taking my backswing there for a moment.
While somebody's ripping off a face melting guitar solo.
Yeah. And then there go 300 yards.
Right. Hey.
I think it's definitely good for, you know, if you're actually a serious golfer and trying to like play in, tournaments and stuff, right? To be able to hit the ball under pressure while there's, like you said, a guitar rip or drum solo going on in the background. I mean, that may be better training than some of the, you know, for those that play in front of masses of people like the professionals and what have you.
Did you catch any of the Masters? Did you catch any of the Masters this weekend, Lenny?
It was wild to see how everything started, and then the weather just going from a soft course to wind to all of a sudden playing in like a dust bowl where everything was hard as a rock on Sunday. Crazy Masters tournament.
Hey, you're a big conspiracy guy. Did you see the kid who was able to walk with Tiger Woods, who was like the amateur kid who won? Did you see that?
Neil Shepley, yeah.
Yeah. Shepley? Okay, yeah. So you've heard of him. Did you see the whole scene of him being asked about Tiger slipping him a piece of paper, and then him being asked, and then him looking away from the camera at somebody and looks back at the camera and says, "That didn't happen"? Did you catch that at all?
I did see some of the memes. I didn't see the footage of him being slipped a piece of paper, but I know this story per se. Have you seen the footage of him being?
I didn't see him get slipped a piece of paper. I just saw the press person ask the question. Was it a press person? Maybe one of the announcers. I can't remember who. Yeah,
it was
a
press.
Yeah, and I just didn't know if maybe you had some insight on that or not.
Yeah. Well, Tiger has been known to give out his number very discreetly to people that he approves of on the course. So I think that's just that Neil Shipley guy may have made it into, you know, the circle of trust of Tigership, of Tiger's friendship circle.
He definitely did by saying, yeah, no, it didn't happen.
Yeah. If he didn't before, he's in now.
Right. Right. I can keep you close. Yeah.
I think Tiger's on some weird stuff right now too. So
Bitcoin, Lenny,
Tiger Woods,
have a great
Tiger
Tuesday,
Woods,
partner.
Made sure that his wife got paid $1 million a year to never speak about their relationship. That's how secret Tiger is. So it makes sense that.
Hey, Bill Lenny, like, you think President Trump wins the criminal trial? What do you think?
I mean, he should because immunity as a president, as a sitting president, our democracy will come to shambles if he isn't awarded immunity. So the clown show continues, but he'll be all right.
It's gonna be great. We'll see you, Lenny.
It's gonna be huge.
Two genders.
Make America great again.
Favorite Mark Rob. Favorite Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson quote. Go.
Two genders. Two genders. Doesn't matter if you go down and get cut up, get dressed up. It ain't going to change what God done made you to be. You're either male or female. Two genders.
Hey, now.
Amen, brother. All right. Love you, lady.
Love y'all more. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye now.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN.
8:48
on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, April 16th. Shout out Eddie Jones, winner of today's Merle Best Ticket giveaway. He heard the cue to call, and he called. Took advantage of a great opportunity, so shout out Eddie Jones. Tickets are up in state, so I'll be giving you a call, actually, once the show's over to let you know an appropriate time to pick up. I know he did not just start a coffee maker while I'm monologuing. This is supposed to be my moment. You can hear the coffee beans getting grinded in the back. It's one of those Tuesdays here for us at the station. But yeah.
Good morning, LKN. 8:49. What happened?
Nothing. I was just enjoying my moment in the sun.
You were adenining the people.
Yes. I served as an adenine.
I conjugated it.
And it worked.
It did. You got me.
I had to make the coffee because I was behind this morning, got here late.
You weren't behind
this
morning.
And then
You were not behind.
I hadn't had a chance yet to make it.
You were on time this morning.
Here's the thing you'll be happy about. I did put a filter in the coffee pot. So this ain't no unfiltered Friday.
We'll see.
It's not Friday yet, though. Nope, it's Tuesday. We're on our way. This is, again, I always say it's one of the slowest days of the week. Don't know why. It just typically feels that way each week to me.
I like Tuesdays.
I don't mind Tuesdays. I'm not saying I mind Tuesdays. I'm just saying if you think about the week and where it is placed, it just tends to go a little slower than some. And that's okay. Let's look at some of the national holidays. You know, yesterday was tax day. Big day yesterday. That's a national holiday.
Tax day. Oh, yeah.
Tax day. Today, though, National Librarian Day.
Shout out to the librarians.
Last time you went to the library?
Probably around the same time I went to Carowinds.
2 decades ago.
Probably.
Selena Day.
Selena as in the singer?
Yes. But different than Selena Gomez?
Not Selena Gomez, yes.
Is there is a different Selena artist?
Yes.
How does that work?
Sometimes people have the same name. Have you ever met another Justin? I don't know. Justin Dionne?
Oh, yeah. That
How does that
sense.
Work?
I guess that's true. But is
how
it,
does
is
that
Selena,
work? Justin, tell me how that works.
Is Selena a stage name?
Can be. Is Justin a stage name?
Can be. Wear pajamas to work day. What do you think?
I had a golden opportunity. I could have been here a few minutes earlier.
Yeah. Rolled out. Right. Just come on. Right. No. I did it on purpose. Day of the Mushroom.
Day of the Mushroom.
You big mushroom fan.
Love them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Portobello stuff.
Nat's a big fan of mushrooms. Grilled.
She is not.
Really?
She is not.
Isn't that a requirement for pescatarians?
Not a requirement. And sometimes if you can kind of sneak them by her, but really she's not going to eat like a portobello steak. You know what I mean? Like those mushroom steaks. You know, she's not going to do that.
Mushroom steak? Yeah. Like it's a steak made of mushroom?
Yeah.
Or it's like
you take a big piece of mushroom, throw it on the grill, eat it just like a steak. You can do the same with cauliflower as well.
You do it with steak.
You can do it with steak as well, yes.
I've not seen the mushroom steak before.
Yeah.
But I need to.
Yes.
I mean, I would try it.
Right.
I would definitely try it. National Bean Counter Day.
Bean Counter.
Count them beans. Financial folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
Yeah. That's there is a connection getting. There. Okay. Yeah. Maybe because it's post-tax day. So now it's like the right. day we celebrate the people that help everybody get their taxes done. National Cash Day.
Cashish.
National Eggs Benny Day. Ever had Eggs Benny?
I have. I don't think they're for me.
What is it, the hollandaise sauce or is it the poached egg?
I think it might be the poached egg. It could also be the hollandaise sauce. It just wasn't for me when I had it.
There's something about just being able to boil an egg in water and the science behind it. It's quite impressive. Have you ever cooked poached eggs before?
I have not cooked poached eggs personally, no.
You know who I wonder is poached? Oh, you know who I saw yesterday? I forgot to tell you. Pat Shannon.
You saw Pat Shannon.
I was at Tiny's Barbecue in downtown Mooresville yesterday for lunch. And I had a meeting set, and I go in there, and who's sitting at the table? Pat Shannon and Miss Sanja.
Wow.
Yeah. Wasn't having Eggs Benny yesterday, though.
No,
was having a big old slab of brisket.
My man.
Living life.
My man.
You know who's sitting in that chair now? It's Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. Patrick, I'm assuming you're there and you're ready to rock and roll. You a big Eggs Benny guy?
Big Eggs Benny guy. Love them. Love them, love them, love them.
Can you make them by yourself, like at the house?
No, come on. No, I ask the server to bring them, and then I love my Eggs Benedict that way. Yes, through a nice, fine establishment.
I've made them twice, I think, at the house, Eggs Benny. I can do the poached egg part. I can boil the egg. It's the hollandaise sauce?
Hollandaise
sauce. Yes. That's the part I struggle with. Are you a big hollandaise fan?
I like it. I have no idea. I wouldn't know how to make it unless I can open up a jar. Hopefully there's some way to do that. I like it, though. Love it on my Eggs Benedict. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Big fan. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, 9 to 11. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You lost something. You found something. You got a birthday or anniversary. How many birthdays you had this week so far and anniversaries?
Birthdays and anniversaries. We've probably had, gosh, I think we had about a dozen so far. Monday was slow. Only had a few.
Slow birthday.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, you mean yesterday? Yesterday. Was
Monday. Yeah. I'm thinking my days are running together a little bit.
I'm thinking.
What day is it?
Sunday.
It woke up. So when I wake up at 7 a.m., it's fine because I'm not on the air till 9. So it good, whether it's Sunday or Tuesday. Oh, hey, Bill. Good morning to you. I didn't hear you there.
Good morning.
let me share my thoughts for you on Tuesday. You think it's just like a slow day of the week.
It's kind of like in the middle. You know what I mean?
Let me throw something out to you there. I think it is a busy day of the week because it's the one day a week where you have to work.
Mm.
Let me explain this to you. I've explained this to the Home Ad viewership before. I don't know if I shared it with Good Morning LKN, but here's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Monday, it's right after the weekend. You're kind of easing into the week. Mm. Wednesday, hump day. Thursday, Friday Junior.
Ooh, Friday.
You're right there.
And then
Friday's Friday. So you put all that together, and Tuesday's really the one day a week you actually have to go to work. Tuesday. Today's it. So I find it a very busy day because this is the one day a week that I work, Tuesday.
Patrick Reynolds supporting the one day work week model. What countries have tried that and it's worked out? Let me know that one.
Oh, it's about my song guessing ability. I'm 0 for whatever.
So you see a lot of music, you see a lot of different stuff. I was talking about country music a little bit earlier. Again, yep. I don't want to hate on, I'm not hating on country music, okay? I'm just saying whenever I get in to a situation of being able to enjoy some tunage, I don't typically choose country. What's your go-to music?
My go-to music. 80s rock. 80s rock is my classics. First choice. Yeah, yeah. The stuff I grew up with. I like country too, and I'm going to double clutch on the word hating all the time. People throw it out there a lot when you just merely have an opinion. Mm. You are allowed to like and dislike things. Mm. That doesn't mean you're this evil hater. You know, I love club sandwiches, don't care for tomatoes. So I asked them to hold the tomatoes off the sandwich. Just an opinion. I'm not hating on tomatoes. I just hold the tomatoes. I don't care for them.
Okay, so do you like ketchup?
Yes, do like ketchup.
But you don't like tomatoes?
Correct. I've had this pointed out to me for a long time. I don't know. I can't explain it, but yes, you're correct. Not a fan of tomato soup either, but ketchup, good. Tomato sauce, good. Tomato soup, no tomatoes.
You ever put ketchup in your tomato soup?
No.
Me either.
I don't. Yeah. Isn't tomato soup warm ketchup?
These are the innovative things and thought-provoking conversations that you will get here. At WSIC. Patrick, today, whenever the callers call in for Home Ad, you've got tickets to give away, I believe, as well for Merlefest today, don't you?
We do, absolutely. We're going to be giving away a set of tickets to Merlefest. Not telling you when. It is between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. The Home Ad Show airs, and we have been promoting the signal, the sign. There's a certain sound, certain song. People will hear that. Boom.
Wait, do you caller. Guys have the same song we have?
I believe so. I believe it's the same.
Wagon
Good
wheel?
Morning. Yeah.
Everyone's got wagon wheel?
I think it's the same one across the WSIC world. Same song, so people know to call in.
Okay, so when you hear that cue to call today during the Home Ad Show.
Cue to call.
You Not can yet. Call in and win two tickets.
Bill's trying to make up for sleeping. Easy. Sit me down.
Two general admission day passes, so you can even pick the day you're going to go to Merlefest. Again, April 25th through the 28th, Old Crow Medicine Show is the headliner. Shout out to some people who have won the tickets already.
Eddie Jones.
Eddie Jones won today. Wolfpack Gary's won some tickets. Joe Nelson won the Merle Madness giveaway. We've got another giveaway going on the Instagram, WSIC News and LKN Memes. You can win a two-night stay plus tickets to Merlefest. Two-night stay to Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y. We'll be joined by Ben McKeithen on Thursday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Oh, Patrick, appreciate you, sir. I'm going to jump. You got a show to do here in a little bit.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Mamie's back tomorrow. Carefree Boat Club also coming. And, you know, we're getting in that lake season. We're getting close to it. That weather's getting warm, like 80s this week. Woo! But I think it's supposed to drop back down. It's like that fake summer.
No.
It's going to go back to like the 60s, I think.
Oh,
like
my next word.
Week. It's going to get a little chilly. You better bring your overcoat. Layers. The game is layers.
Deeper and deeper.
Hey, there was something, though, I did forget to talk about that I really wanted to, and it's more appropriate now than ever.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.